We've had penguins at Edinburgh Zoo for just under 100 years now. Because we got our first ones in 1913. King penguins came from whaling expedition, Norwegian whaling expedition from the Salvesen Whaling Company, and they brought three king penguins back when they docked in Leith in 1913. And we had our first king penguin chicks in 1919. Well, we have 186 gentoo penguins, we've got 10 king penguins, and we've got 19 rockhoppers. We are involved with the European breeding programme for all three species because they're endangered in the wild. And we're the stud bookkeepers for the gentoo penguins, which are the small guys that you see on the penguin cam on a pretty regular basis. The kings are the bigger ones with the yellow through them, and the rockhoppers have the big eyebrows. Penguin cam was installed in June 2009, if I remember correctly, and we did it as an experiment to begin with to see what the visitor numbers would be like on the webpage, and it was successful. It was quite successful, so we decided just to carry it on, so it's been going for about a year and a half now. I walk to the zoo in the morning and I come down past the penguin enclosure, so when the snow arrived I just kind of had a quick look at them on the way into the office, and they were all having a whale of a time, as you can probably imagine. And I just decided to put a tweet out on our Twitter feed linking to the penguin cam so people could see the penguins enjoying the snow. And then it all just went a bit mad. After my first tweet, I didn't really think much about it until I checked the stream a little bit later on, maybe about half an hour or something like that. Yeah. And I saw that it had been retweeted quite a lot. You could tell by the retweet option and doing a quick Twitter search for the hashtag. And you could tell that it was popular. But I didn't think at that point, I thought, oh, it'll trend in Edinburgh, but it's not going to go any wider than that. By 11 o'clock in the morning, it was trending in the UK. Edinburgh Zoo was trending in the UK. So it took about an hour and a half for it to go UK trending. And then shortly after that, it trended worldwide for about half an hour and then dropped back down to UK trending for the rest of the day. So from about 11 o'clock in the morning until about 7 o'clock at night, it was trending UK. So it went from around about 200 a day to our own website took a hit in one day of 80,000. And altogether now, since it's actually gone out, been pushed out, there's been about 1.5 million hits in about 4 weeks. So it's been wildly successful, and it's been a prolonged thing as well. It's not, the numbers haven't dipped back down to that sort of 200 a day. At the moment we're looking at sort of between 2,000 and 3,000 a day, so there's been a tenfold increase in people watching the camera since it's actually happened, which is obviously great news for us. People were watching throughout the day and would give you running updates of what the penguins were getting up to. So although, you know, we're up in the offices and we can't see, people over Twitter and Facebook would be telling us what the penguins were doing. So some of them were running around ragged, some of them were going for a swim. And the other thing that we found, which was quite funny, is that people would get really upset if the penguins were off screen. Like, you know, emailing, phoning, tweeting, Facebooking, you know, where have the penguins gone? And you had to keep explaining to them that it's a big enclosure and they go where they feel like going. And so it was interesting to see that people were checking back throughout the day, and it wasn't just a sort of thing that you'd look at once and then forget about. Some of them even recognised Snowflake, which is the paler gentoo penguin that we have. There's definitely a bold case for more online webcam interactivity for zoos, because people love the animals. Penguins are especially great because they're usually always on screen. This is what you have to kind of think about from a webcam perspective, is that we also have the chimp cam for Budongo Trail, and we've got 21 chimps, but you don't always see them on the cam. So I think in the future it's something that we would definitely think about doing, but the location needs to be right. And the gentoo, the king gentoo and the rockhopper penguins have obviously been spectacularly successful, but that's because you can see them, and that's obviously what the webcam is there to do, for people to see the animals. Ah!